Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We do have a couple of callers in the queue, but want to let others know how to reach us today. 914-338-0164 is the caller number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We also invite you to join us on Facebook and Twitter. Please forget to post to Twitter. And I don't think it really matters because we don't use it properly, but I'm going to post anyway. And I believe I've done almost all of our posting to our other pages, so hopefully we'll get some callers from those pages. By the way, we invite our callers and listeners to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, which are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, where you may follow us as well. You can reach us at 562-596-7818 after the show for more conversation. And we have a caller from 310 first today, and then we have a caller from 780 area code. Let's bring on 310. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Janet.
Janet, hi. Go ahead, Janet.
I just started dating someone.
Okay.
And I was wondering what information you might be picking up on.
Okay. Janet, what's your birth date?
My birth date is 6/9/67.
1967. Have we spoken with you before?
A long time ago.
Your voice sounds familiar. Are you a smoker, or have you been a smoker in the past?
No, I have a little bit of a cold right now.
Oh, okay. Because I'm picking up a never smoker of marijuana, nothing.
I do use pot for pain, yeah.
Okay, so you smoke. There's a smoke. I'm picking up smoke in your voice. It's more than a cold. So that's just the first thing. 6/9/67. I just want to just establish that vibration.
Okay.
But I'm sorry you're having a cold. That's no fun. So hold on. We have to do some quick math. 25, because she's a 38/11/2.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Janet, 38/11/2s come in with problems in relationships. Your master number is 2, but you're also compounded. So we probably talked about this on past shows, but in the past, you've probably had difficulties in relationships and maybe a divorce, any divorce or a situation where you lived with somebody and it felt like a divorce because, of course, you know, you lived together and weren't married, but it was like a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have children?
I do.
Children around you. 2?
I have 5.
Oh, wow.
Still with me.
Oh, 2 are with you? 2 are with you.
Yeah,
are they divided?
The other 3 have grown.
Oh, so you have 2 at home right now. And how many boys, how many girls?
The ones at home are girls. The 3 older ones are boys.
So they're divided by sex as well. 2 girls and 3 boys.
Right.
So that's the 2. And they're still the 2 girls. I'm trying to write rapidly. The 2 girls are at home with you. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And just real quick, we're going to get your the person that you're interested in his birth date in just a moment, but I want to ask what happened in 2005, you would have had a major change when you were 38 years old.
Yeah.
What happened?
My health started getting really worse.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You chronic pain issues?
Rheumatoid? I have lupus, and between that time, I got it earlier, but that's the time where I ended up having like 8 surgeries.
Oh, wow.
Damage that it did.
Did the surgeries help at all, or did they just make things? Really? That's good to know. Rheumatic disease. So I was going into rheumatoid arthritis or something that had to do with, you know, the blood, which lupus does. So we're on track. So that was when your change was. Okay, what's this gentleman's name you're referring to?
Ben.
Ben. Oh, and I didn't even know. I meant to ask his birthday, not his name. We didn't need his name. But what's his birthday? That's more important.
His birthday is 9/24/1964.
Okay. Well, he's got a 29 going on and 11 in his first two numbers, which I thought that was going to happen. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 25, 35. He's an 8. You guys become a 10 together, 9, which is, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20.
Yeah.
35, 8. 35, 8. I mean, 10 is a completion number, 8 and 2, which is a nice combination. I mean, the fact that it comes to 10, which is a completion number, is nice. But there's also that zero factor going on. He has a 9, 2. I imagine he's had some troubled relationships as well and probably has kids. But, Neil, I've been talking the whole time, so I'm going to let you speak because I'm sick of hearing my own voice.
Yeah, Jan, since you're calling a psychic show, there's a deeper explanation here. This individual's come into your life due to a past life. You had a past life with them. I believe the past life was probably considered a marriage. That marriage at that time dissolved, but it was unfinished business. So what happens is now you go through your own individual lives henceforth, and then finally the two of you meet again with all this collected karma between the two of you and between your other separate past lives. Now you come in and you don't meet them during your early years when you're deep in karma. You meet them sometime after your age of 38 and after his age 35. Now what's happening is that there's a potential creative chapter wherein the both of you can reconnect and form a different kind of relationship regardless of the karma. That's what you're in right now. So let me ask you a couple of questions. And if you don't have an immediate answer, you know what, Janet, then make something up. I'd say something. Has anybody in your life ever, for any moment, been involved in the game of golf?
My uncle, but no.
That's a yes.
And so to what extent, real quickly?
I mean, he plays with his friends, not much.
Okay. So an uncle. So that brings us into the family organization of theory, which incorporates Ben's family orientation of karma. Now, is Ben going through any turmoil as we speak with family, ex-wife, anything that he's shared with you?
Yeah, there is
some. There's some. And he's divorced?
Never married.
Long-term
relationship, but never married. He is a father, not a biological father, but a father to a boy.
Okay, so here's the premise after we've gathered these few scattered validations. The premise is that you and he are meeting to see if you can reduce the karma and create a new relationship. So there is something authentic and noteworthy and time-worthy about your connection with him. He's a little bit reluctant to get totally involved, but that may be not because of you, but because of his own general psyche about life.
Right.
He might be a little depressed, which is reflective of somewhat in his attitude, kind of a little bit at times bitter, a little bit at times like he doesn't care or he's tired, things like this would show up in his character. Also, there seems to be a theme around a car or a used car or a vehicle that he might have at some point in his connection to you expressed a problem with a car. Has he done that yet?
No.
Is there a problem with your car? Have you had a problem with your car, any mechanical issues or, you know, any recent tire change? I mean, it doesn't even have to be a mechanical issue. Any work on your car?
No, but I need to. I mean,
that's
okay.
What it is.
Okay. So there's some validation there.
There's stuff I need to look at.
Okay. All right. So there's some validation there. And if you've at least traveled to different places with him in a vehicle, that would be a little bit of a point system in your favor too. Have you traveled with him anywhere?
No, not yet.
Oh, then we have to back up. Because something's blocking the next chapter with your relationship with him. So here's your turn. Your return, Janet. What, in your mind, could be blocking the relationship as far as it going forward?
What could be blocking it? It's a little bit of... He gets stuck in talking about my past stuff where I'm over that stuff.
So I just
live here and not back in the history of all of everything.
And just what is it? Kristen has something to say, which was prompted before you spoke. But what is it about your past that he's troubled? What?
The dynamic, my marriage, the history with that and the way I was treated and stuff, he can't stop talking about it. It's like, I'm over that.
So when Neil asked you what the block was or potential block was in the relationship, I wanted to interject if you would allow me to. I wrote down my thoughts and I said that he has been communication problems. And then you spoke a little bit more. And I, before you talked about the problems in your past, I wrote abuse in family. So we're talking about the abusive situation you endured with your husband. I mean, maybe abuse is too hard. I don't know, but I'm thinking it's probably pretty
accurate.
There's
all kinds of different forms and we hit them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, see, the problem, let's look at this briefly. The problem is he's also using that as an excuse not to get involved too much because he already comes to the plate with issues of involvement. So, a healthier man would say, well, okay, you know, how do you feel now? What have you learned? Where are we at?
Yeah.
But he steps back. He thinks, this might be a way for me to avoid getting too involved. So I'll linger on it. And your mind may be thinking, why are you lingering on this? The past is the past. I told you I'm over it. I mean, why are you constantly dwelling on this? It's because he's got a problem too.
Right.
Now you're faced, Janet, with the next stage is, will the both of you get through this? The compelling positive factor is the universe is saying, well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to get through this chapter and then experience one another on a different level. That's what you're supposed to do according to the book of life. Now, the problem there is free will. Well, he did that. So let me just ask you a quick question off the record of what we're discussing. Have you ever known anyone by the name of Ed or Edward anywhere, anyhow, any place?
No.
Okay,
no.
So no. So here's what we have to do. He's going to mention an Edward, I believe. He'll say it in passing. And when he does, hopefully he will, note the theme around the topic.
Okay.
It will give you a clue that might help you open up. Do you want to have a different kind of relationship with him, a growing relationship?
Yeah, I'm just cautious.
Well, if you're listening
to it. Very new, but very natural. And it's moving very quick.
If you're listening to it, what we're saying is that chapter is ahead of you. The problem is, will you get to it? It is there. There is a chapter. It's like, you know, you read a book and you're interested and then you put the page marker on page 103 and you never go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to read it. See, you're in the process of getting stuck on a page and the book isn't being picked up. I don't know what it is that could help you with this. Maybe the reading itself will loosen up some of the agenda. So let me ask you if we can loosen this up by a crazy, crazy playhouse approach. Was anybody in your family ever make pies or a pie maker, cherry pie, apple pie?
Yeah, my daughter likes to make pies.
Oh, so what is your daughter's name and her first name and her birth date?
Jillian. And it's 4/26/2000.
October 26th this
four,
year.
4/26?
Four. April.
Oh, four. Sorry.
Okay, she's a 14/5. So, what we've got here is Ben's an 8. Your daughter is a 5. That adds up to 13. 13 is the addition of your 6 and 7 in your year. So now we know that in the past life, Julian was involved in the relationship too. Has he ever mentioned Julian? Has he ever made a statement about her?
He's been, very caring and has been very respectful and good to both my girls.
Well, that's a good sign.
And,
you know,
yeah.
We have a caller, so. We can't devote,
26,
you know, on the radio a full reading as we would wish to other callers. But hopefully this has gained some insight in this piecemeal reading that approaches the journey with some positive energy, not withholding the fact that he could back out.
Anything in the past or present with fireplaces, building fires in your home, wood stove, anything like that?
He's been making our home more of a home. He's been bringing things in and making it more homey feeling.
Well, he's making it more homey feeling. I mean, I'm specifically referring to fireplaces, so if you can't validate that, then we can't count it.
No, but the fireplace
is a metaphorical validation.
Yeah, I mean,
so
you know.
We're determining this could grow more than it could disintegrate. There's a hopeful note here. We'll keep the energy going. Call us back if you wish. Do a private if you wish. But on any account, we're thinking it may grow.
And I remember you, Janet. I remember you. It's been a long time since you called. I mean, I don't remember the details, but your voice is very distinct to me. But anyway, you know, keep in touch, and you're always welcome to us off the air, on the air, and follow us. We really appreciate the support online.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the information.
Great.
It's been helpful.
Great. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. All right, let's bring on 780. Hi.
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Neil. How's it going?
Hi,
hey,
Jay.
Jay. I know your voice out now.
Thank you for remembering my voice.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that donation.
Yeah.
We appreciate
your donation.
We appreciate
it.
You're welcome. I'm just kind of like paying back everybody that I had readings and for, because I just feel that's a good way to do that. I don't know, just exchange of energy. You know, I can't keep taking and taking and taking. So.
Oh, no,
but,
it's
just yeah,
make
so
donations. We donate to, you know, a lot of animal charities. So we do the same in different ways, you know.
And, you know, we help you out because we've always donated a lot to the coffee industry.
Okay, so today, what's going on with Jay?
Nothing, actually. Really, actually, it's been pretty good. Enjoying the energies of right now with all the stars lining up, because I'm just off of the Aries thing. I had my birthday on the 24th. I didn't talk to you. I told you I had an interview, right? Yeah. So,
we talked to you on your birthday. Mm-hmm. On the 24th.
Right, so yeah, I got a... Yeah, so I did actually do the little test they wanted me to do. It was a DISC test. I call it the Wonder Woman test. And I did that on Sunday. And then they called me up around 11 o'clock. So would you like to work for us? I said, yeah, send me the offer. So I signed the offer. And right now I'm in orientation right now. So I start on April 3rd. Yeehaw!
Well, that's
yeehaw.
Great.
Congratulations.
April 3rd,
no,
right?
Thank you.
3-4, your first and last numbers, and your first and third numbers.
Is the salary satisfactory? Did we discuss that?
Yes, it was about what I was predicting. It was about as much as a couple of dollars off, but I'm fine with that. But I just want stability. As you know, it's just crazy out there with the financial markets and everything else going on. It's going to be pretty stable. So it's a niche industry, and it's not tied to industries it's not tied to, how would you say it? It's not going to, it might be resistant to the recession. So.
But now that you have, our reading was valid and predictably sound, right?
We said you would be getting a job.
Yeah, so this puts you in a little bit of a pickle, because since you've made a donation, now you have to put us in your will.
Okay.
Yeah you definitely
yeah, now,
need
now,
to do
now
that.
Now you have to put us in your
you
will.
You have to see a lawyer this week.
And
I will.
And we'll fly
I
out.
Will.
We'll fly out and help you make those arrangements. No, just
yeah, thanks. Well, you know, as we get older, yeah, I got to do my will actually starting end of this year or starting towards end of this year. So getting older,
oh.
Right? So.
Well, don't put us in it.
Good thing to remind
me. I'm teasing.
He's teasing.
I'm teasing. Don't want to be in your will.
But hope to God we're not here when you're dead. Like, we want to be released from the plan before your time's up, for sure. But anyway, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much again, Kristen. So, you know, I do actually have a question. It has to do with numerology.
Sure.
But your numerology is way different than, it works on Pythagoras, but way you interpret the numerology is different when I talk to other numerologists, but you bring other things into it. Are they the same, or is it way way you talk about it is different? Is it the same, or is it way you talk about it different? Because I just noticed
it's
that
totally
you
different.
Talk about carbon.
It's the whole theory.
Oh, it is. So,
absolutely.
So what's that based on?
So what it's based on is Neil developed this form of numerology throughout his years of being a psychic, and he started actually, as a kid, working with numbers. I mean, his grandfather used to hit him on the head because he didn't want to work with numbers. His grandfather was a psychic. Neil liked words and, you know, reading and books and things like that, but he learned that numbers have a narrative. And so because he was forced into learning about numbers, then he was able to incorporate that into his psychic readings and developed his own theory about numerology. But of course, other you know, Pythagorean theory of numerology, all of that has some, you know, it has some basis in this form of numerology, but a lot has been thrown out that doesn't work. We talked about the number 9 and 11, and I know that most numerologists say it's a positive number. First of all numbers have duality. They all are, you know, there's positive and negative, but there are numbers that hold more negative energy than others, and there are reasons why. 29 and 11 are negative numbers. Actually, today is the 29th, more than they are positive. And I know that's different than what most numerologists say, and you can, you know, respond to that, Jay.
What I'm wondering is that because we're on the 29th day, you still add the numbers Pythagorously, but you interpret them differently, though.
Right. Well, we're adding up the numbers 3, 4, 5, 9, 19, 29. The birth date is added up in linear form.
Okay.
And we get a karmic number? We get a karmic number. And if it's compounded, then you have to reduce again, and then you get to a master number. A lot of numerologists say 11, you don't reduce 11s and 22s. That's bullshit. Sorry. A master number is one number. You want to get to one solid number for a master number, not a double-digit number. That's number one. Not
See,
number one, but...
Jay, the incorporation of this number system has a lot to do with how accurate you are, a person can be with karma. So you have to, in our system, you add up the numbers in such a way that you get a specific karmic number, whereupon at that time in a person's life, several changes happen. Some numerologists will add up the birth date and they actually get a different number because they don't
the way
they add it up isn't correct.
I mean, it may match the ultimate number that it's reduced to, but the number itself, the larger number, isn't the same.
So what we've done is we've added the narrative of karma, chakras. Some numerologists will incorporate these positions of thought in their interpretation, but I've been studying this since I was 10, and I'm just about 72, read every book, and noticed that there were discrepancies in the accuracy and the generalizations that were made according to a lot of numerologists, they weren't specific enough. So in the energy, you see, every number has its own individual vibration. So if someone's born on the same birth date as somebody else, does that mean
they're
identical? No, because each number has its own vibration, and a person's life may get stuck on one number as a narrative. So it upholds and changes the energy of the other numbers. So we have to look at numbers as frequencies, vibrations, just like a coffee bean. Not all coffee beans are alike. Not all coffee makers are alike. And not all coffee fixers who are mechanics are alike. The same with numerology. But the thing with numerology is that fortunately in the field, I've been able to experiment with this over 50 years. And over 50 years and over millions of readings, I've formed a basis that is very sound and has kept my theories running very strongly. So I hope that answers your question to some degree.
No, it does. It does. So, and do you find that your interpretation of the numerology has more, I don't know, validity or validness?
Validity.
I can't even say that.
Validity.
Validation. Yeah, validity or validation that your clients can agree with.
Yes,
definitely. Doubt in my mind about that.
And they're not general. I mean, the thing is about the numerology in our formation, it's not about generalizations. You know, what were we doing yesterday? We're working on the book, and we're working with the number 31, and what were you reading online? I'm getting so frustrated about. 31 is a creative number.
Yeah. Well, in numerology, they'll define a compounded number as a personality description, which is what they talk about. That's all blonde-haired, blue-eyed men are Germans. It makes no sense. You can't approach it that way. But, you know, too, Jay, as we've said before, over 10 years now, we're working on a book. It's over 1,000 pages.
It's been like, 9 years.
9 years.
2014 we started.
And the information is going to be all compiled in one book. But there isn't anything out there like this. There isn't anything.
You know, and it starts to get, I mean, you know, when we talk about our book, you start to get into the Bible and the numbers, how they are. I mean, it gets more complicated. I don't want to reveal too much. But numbers definitely have individual vibrations. You have to think about it, Jay. You're born 32464. If another person's born 32464, did you have the same past lives? I mean, obviously the answer is no. So the what each number holds is going to be different because there's going to be a totally different past life history. Oh, we lost Jennifer. Darn it. I can
talk. I hope that answers your question. I mean, you might get some entertainment value or some pleasure out of dealing with other numerologists, and that's your choice. But I personally don't agree with them.
Okay. So, wow, this is interesting. I'm just interested. Okay. looking forward to your book. That'd be interesting because I know angel numbers, but I don't know what you're. It should be interesting because I look forward to your book once it comes out.
Yeah, we're looking
forward to
it.
Interesting read.
You know, people talk about angel numbers, and if you talk about angel numbers, you have to determine, number one, do angels count? Do numbers have anything to do with, quote, angels? When we get into the system of numbers, real briefly, we get into the idea of whether we have a scientific view of creation through physics, some kind of nature mathematically, or do we account to the narration of the Bible, what happened on the first day and what brought that in, what happened on the second day. So we start off with a formless, void numbered, non-numbered system. The earth was without form. It had no dimension. And then suddenly we start counting.
Numbering the days. Right?
And as we count the first day, the second day, it's combined with a narration, Jay, that brings up a whole story. So if you look traditionally at the numbered system in terms of biblical narration, you have the system of numbers connected to stories and creation. And then we start to number things forward. If you look at mathematical elements, then you have a different kind of scientific interpretation. But it always follows something. I don't know personally what an angel number is.
I mean,
it makes no sense to me. You know,
No problem.
Yeah.
I have an angel number book upstairs, and I mean, you know, it's a book full of, you know, you turn to a page, and it could be any number with a little, you know, what is it? Hallmark description of the number that has nothing to do with what that number means. And plus, when we're trying, I mean, a number out of context, we're saying, well, they're angel numbers. I mean, the number's really not attached to anything that is concrete. Angel is not concrete. How can that number really be attached to an angel?
Yeah. But, you know,
332
you find,
is an angel number. What?
If you find some pleasure or connection with it, it's not going to do you any harm. And if you believe in it, it's not going to do any harm. We're just expressing our opinion.
Okay, no problem. Great to hear that you have different interpretations of numbers, because I didn't think the numerology was actually the people. It's very common, but there's always interpretation variations out there too. And this is going to be really unique, because if you're combining or taking those interpretations into a different level, a higher level, a more intuitive level, then it'd be more validity or more validation in it. So, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, just we lost our other caller, who, Jennifer, we invite you back. I emailed her, but I don't know. Just really quickly, when you were 29, which would have been, how old were you? What year? 93. Thank you.
See, but he's compounded.
Yeah, I know he's compounded, so it's harder. But there could have been a change. It's harder when compounded. But in 1993, there may have been a change, and she had a change, our former caller, and she was compounded. Major change.
Okay.
Did you have a change at 29? Jay?
I'm not sure. That's a long time ago.
Oh, come on.
No, you know what? Maybe, you know what? You know what? It was, I think it was. What did I do then? I started a job somewhere. No, I started a job, a different job. My first job was out. Yeah, I think it was my first job.
First job.
Yeah.
And then today...
My first major job.
And then today we're discussing
your job. And it's the 29th, which is your karmic number. 329.
See, the interesting thing about your number system, you're born in March. Your first three numbers add up to 9, which is part of your karmic energy.
So something...
And your year adds up to an 11 because the 19 on just the year side is counted as a 1 if it's 19101. So I'm just on the karmic, on the transcendent side of the birthday, you have a 2 over there. So you actually have your higher numbers are reflective of your master number.
Your karmic
number is 29, but your higher numbers on either side are 9-2.
That doesn't always happen like that. So to explain that, let's see. Janet, for example, 15-6. Yeah, 16-13-4. So she's...
they don't match.
They don't match. Janet's don't match. She's a 38-11-2. Some people, like you, would that 38-11-2 would have a 3 and an 8 that would reflect their karmic number. Janet herself, her month and day and year do not match her karmic number when they're added up. You, however, have a match going on.
See, in your day, Jay, is 24, which is a 6, which mirrors the 6 in your year. Now, because you have a 4 in your energy.
Balance.
And it's next to a 2. The only thing that you might want to consider is how you balance your
relationships.
If you look at your life and you say, gee, have I been balanced in my relationships? Am I still looking for one? Have my relationships gone sour? That would account to a karma that you might want to revisit. Because at the end of your year is a 4 next to a 6.
Which is 2-4.
And that
four.
6 is the completion of 24. So this amounts to the idea that you, in time, in some form, are going to have a very balanced relationship finally.
Jay is, I mean, you're kind of a loner. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well,
right?
For sure. I mean, I do have friends, but not. Close friends. So, yeah.
Not close friends. He's kind of a loner. He's got family problems. His family was very cruel to him at the time of his mother's death. So there was a great separation. He's not connected to his sister. I don't know if you talk to your father at all anymore. But anyway, we know that there are problems there. You do. But as far as a romantic relationship, you don't have a girlfriend or a wife. Don't know if you want one. We really never talked about that.
Girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever your preference is,
but
it doesn't matter.
Boyfriend, whatever.
But, you know, it may come up, it may sneak up on you. If it doesn't happen, I wouldn't worry about it. We're only suggesting that in the numerical interpretation, it appears as though something could spring up in the future. You don't need to worry about...
Daniel,
God. Well, you don't need to worry about in the regard of
looking for it.
You don't need to. You don't need to.
Okay.
I
seek it out.
It
can happen organically.
We're only suggesting that in the interpretation it may occur. So if it does occur, you could then say, oh, okay, I was forewarned about this. And if it doesn't, there's not going to be any penalty against you. You know, this new job you've got, we could assume that as we look at it, is a possibility you'll be there 2 years, 4 years, not three, 2 years, 4 years, or longer. I don't know what your own mindset is when you look at this job, what your expectations are or outlook is. Do you have any?
Right. Just the long-term.
Long-term.
Oh, well then,
maybe carry you to retirement.
You could go into 6 years here.
Possibly.
Or longer.
You know,
go in increments of two.
And then, you know, when we talk about his first three numbers, in a past life, Jay, so, you know, Neil was talking about the nine. 3 + 2 + 4 = 9. 9 is the eternal number.
Yeah.
Something happened. So that's the eternal number. I mean, people that are 7, 8, 9 master numbers, they're supposed to transcend by the time they're 7s, right? 9, you really got it. Get off the planet. I mean, there's enough that you've learned throughout your past lives that you should be able to do it. That broken up 9 shows that there was something shattered in that energy of that eternal energy. Something happened in a past life that was pretty that, and you fell. So that's why you came back. And you are a 29.11 too. I mean, you were a 9 in the previous life. You're actually a 28.10.1. But
yeah.
In the lifetime that you were a 9, probably something pretty dramatic happened that brought
you
back.
I mean, it's interesting because you've gone through 29 cycles of your. When you reach, in the year 2024, you will have gone through 30 cycles of your master number because you'll be 60 years old. Master number's 2. So right now you're in a very significant place. If I were you, I would probably pay personal but particular attention to things that happen at work. Because this work situation that you're entering is a tribal past life situation. De-evolving, this place you're working at, you've worked with people and this tribe for a different context. What is the nature of the job?
It's mostly technical work, technical and maintenance work on equipment. I think I told you what type of machines I'll be working on. Was that correct?
I don't know. Are you a copy machine? But I don't know.
No. It's something different, actually. It's totally different.
Oh.
I'll be doing technical work plus working on, you know, those highway street signs where it's like a merged lane.
Yeah,
and they're,
yeah.
It's like
yeah.
flashing.
Yeah.
It's like merge. And they're
like,
we a, and it's a little.
Yes. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's what I'll be working
what
on.
What a weird, I mean, it's a niche job.
Well, you know,
I recall, totally. We
talked about coffee machines, you know, the different wiring systems and tubes merging to a flow, if you will, of traffic, a flow of coffee. So there's something significant about that. And you can't define coffee without geography and movement and what it takes to make a pot of coffee. It's deep.
Right.
So your energy, this is tribal, Jay. You're in a tribal, old tribal native zone that has ultimately focused on sophisticating itself to such a degree that it no longer looks primitive. But it comes, you know, like the wheel. Every time we look at the wheel, we have to think of cavemen. You know, the invention of the wheel changed the industry and think of where it went. And you probably work somewhat with wheels and metal pieces. It all comes from the same place, Jay, in terms of invention. And so you're part of that process. You're a facet of the machinery. But what we're also suggesting is that you may obtain some personal personal pleasure in this job coming up, because it seems as though there's a relationship involvement where you're going to feel like it's family. Eventually, you'll feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Totally right about that. It's different than my other job. My other job was very abusive in some sort of way.
Well, and that could have, I mean, that was probably tribal too, but you're moving into a more positive tribal element than you were in your past job.
Oh, yeah. You have a wonderful future energy in your birth date. Your birth date numbers are great going forward.
Thanks.
A lot of good stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are higher than your master number, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great thing. So I'm looking forward to this job. It felt really well, like it felt great, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good, Jay. We're really happy for you.
Yeah, it'll probably be last time I talk to you, unless I talk to you by phone you directly. But I'll keep in touch.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, and don't forget the letters of your name add up to 9. Just your briefly
really?
3 letters.
117. Yeah. J is a 1. I mean, J is a 1, A is a 1, and Y is a 7 in numerology. By 16.
Really?
No, by 20. By 20. What's wrong with me? What is it? 25.
Okay.
Why is the 25th letter of the alphabet?
Just be thankful if your first name is in blue and your last name is in bird.
No. Okay. Well, enough of the jokes. Well, good luck in your new job.
I'm grateful for it. I'm really grateful for it. I'm really excited about it too. So, yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Great.
Keep in touch.
Yeah, I'm grateful for all the energies they put into the readings, and grateful for the conversation we had today.
Yeah, it was
great.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks
great.
For calling.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye bye. Well, we lost Jennifer. We only got about 7 minutes left of the broadcast. So, what to do? What
well,
to say?
Well, you know, both these callers.
No. Well, they're both compounded.
11-2.
Yeah.
I mean, 38, 11-2,
29-11-2.
And you know, so you
very and vastly different. See, there you go. I mean,
yeah.
Of course, they were the same master numbers.
But her boyfriend was born the same year as Jay.
But I mean, this is again same master numbers. Look at the difference between their lives. Janet, you know, has a family, divorced. Chronically ill with lupus, looking for a relationship. I remember now her being interested in seeking a relationship. Jay, more of a loner, never married.
But you see, that's how
big
far
difference.
Apart it goes.
Yeah,
because Jay's day comes to a 6, which is Janet's month
and 9.
Jay's first 3 numbers come to a 9,
which
is Janet's
day.
So, you know, I mean, are
and their
Jay
years
and
are intertwined.
J-A.
Yeah.
So are they
connected?
No. I mean, they're not connected in this lifetime.
Not in this lifetime.
Because the succeeding past lives, when they finally come up to the stage of which we live, can be so diluted by the time it's like having a drop of coffee with a quart of water. It's there, but it's too diluted to make any valid, significant connection, but it is there. I mean, we all come connected. But when we go back in time, we're all of one energy.
Well, that's an interesting analogy because it's an interesting analogy, the coffee drop in the water, which, you know, not significant, right? But I mean, in terms of how the coffee is going to affect you, but when you talk about like a peanut allergy, how a little bit of a peanut, I mean, just a peanut on a machine could kill somebody.
Yeah.
So karma is the same way. You can be connected very loosely with someone tribally passed from a past life, and that person can murder you. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Jay and Janet are connected, but I don't think Janet's going to kill Jay or vice versa. But there's a connection between the two of them, but yes, quite diluted.
Right. I mean, what compelled me to, in my investigation of numerology, was to do deep studies into DNA and how we all have a DNA, but we all have a different individual DNA code, just like we all have an individual fingerprint, but we all have fingerprints, but there's variations. So we're identified by our fingerprints, unique to us. We're identified by our DNA. God forbid, you know, someone being attacked by somebody, they can find the attacker's DNA under their fingernails. I mean, the energy, a slice of hair,
your saliva.
Saliva. When you get into, you know, you clone by DNA.
So we would say that you're not a proponent of genetic testing.
Well,
are you?
You know,
not so much.
I mean, I'm a proponent of the reality of DNA. I'm a proponent of the scientific analysis and the phenomena of DNA and its history throughout time.
Right, but what can be done with DNA,
it's individualized.
Right, of course. What can happen with someone's DNA is going to be individualized to the individual, but it can be risky too.
Well, it's fascinating. You know, even when you brew coffee, the longer you brew, the darker the roast. You know.
Well, the longer you roast the coffee.
Yeah.
We're talking about roasting, not brewing.
Roasting. There's so many variations when we talk about the notes of wine that, you know, and you use metaphors. Well, there's a hint of apple. Well, there's not really apple in the wine or the plums or chocolate, but there's these subtle hints. In looking at the fascination of the human condition, and when you term it into an issue of numerology, there are 1,000,000,001 hints of energies and a birth date. Now, a good scientist or a good numerologist will be able to pull out that by just not saying, well, all threes are, you know, are seeking the truth.
Oh, well,
that's like saying...
or all threes are creative, which would be a more common, that's a more common... generalization.
Yeah, something like
because
that.
Of, you know, the fact that the third chakra is the umbilical cord, you come out, you know, that's
right.
Where you start your development and so creativity. But
so these
not all threes are creative.
You know, all coffee will keep you up. I can have 10 cups of coffee and go to bed. The idea, and not all coffee tastes the same. Well, it's the same bean, you know. It's not exactly the same being, but anyways, that's the same with the fascination of birth dates, and at least in interpreting a birth date, it's wise not to go by generalization.
Right, and I mean the same thing with astrology. I mean, we do not ascribe to astrology. You know, there is a place for it, and it's been incorporated into this numerological philosophy. But it, I mean, the movement of the planets have nothing to do really with your birth on the planet Earth. You're not born on Mars. That's another subject entirely. But again, with astrology, you get into astrology and people say, well, you know, if you do the whole chart, it explains the differences between people because everybody's chart's not going to be the same and the aspects are not going to be the same in the charts. However, another, you know, astrology is also very, very general when it comes down to it. And really most, you know, astrology, numerology get into a personality profile. And we're not talking about personality. We're talking about the depth of the soul.
Yeah.
So that's our 90 second warning.
90 seconds. Okay.
Well, okay. We'll be back on Friday, same time. Bye-bye.